Skipper Hudson, lines are always open on 021 446 0567.
I think it was just a day or so ago that social activist Lisa Son was on Cape Talk talking about the exorbitant cost of matric dances. And I want to pick up on a related story today, not so much the dances themselves and the expense of the dress and the shoes and the transport, etc., but more on the issue of the after party. And I mean, if I think back to my days of high school, it was a problem issue back then, and that's a little bit longer ago than I'd like to share. But I remember arguing with my parents about whether I could or could not go to an after party. I remember my school putting an absolute ban on the concept, which everybody ignored. But I remember too very well three or four high school students from Hyde Park High School whose lives ended in a motor car driving away from an after party after their matric dance. I remember very well the devastation of their friends and family. We know it's an evening that goes with shenanigans, with too much alcohol in many cases. There's a very good reason why so many schools and so many parents forbid them outright. And one group of matrics from this city discovered the hard way last weekend how a night that's meant to be about fun and celebration can go wrong very, very quickly. Their Saturday night after party at a nightclub turned wrong very fast when intruders barged into the VIP area they'd booked out at a nightclub. Some of the matrics were beaten, cell phones and purses were stolen. There were reports of older men making advances of some of the younger matric girls. It went wrong very fast. We wanted to have a bit of a conversation with you and with one or two experts today around this issue. Is it something that you are prepared to accept as part of the matric dance experience? Have you let your children go to an after party? Did you insist on supervising that event or holding it at your house? Did your school take a position on whether or not they were allowed to take place at all? Is there a policy around these things at your school, or is it something that schools seem to handle on a year-by-year basis? If you'd like to tell us what your approach has been, 021-446-0567 is the number to dial. We did check in with the Western Province, Western Cape Education Department a little bit earlier today as to whether they had a formal policy on this matter, and their written response was as follows, that there is no policy on matric dance after parties. They leave it up to schools to apply their own codes of conduct to any event associated with the school, and the school governing bodies who represent those school communities are responsible for drafting those codes of conduct. So basically, they leave it to the schools and their governing bodies to make up their mind. They went on to say the department doesn't wish to prescribe to schools how to manage matric dances and after parties. That needs to be left for the school to deal with. But the department views alcohol abuse and poor behavior in a very serious light. They're closed with this comment, that matric dances are very important events in the lives of school leavers. They want matrics to enjoy themselves on this important occasion, but also to set an example for younger learners by celebrating responsibly. Now, on the line with me is Tim Gordon, who's the National CEO of the Governing Body Foundation. Tim, thanks for joining us today. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Pleasure. Nice to be with you.
Do you, as a Governing Body Foundation, have a policy on after parties? Do you advise schools in any way?
No, we don't. I think that we have got exactly the same approach as the Education Department has got in law and in reality, and we believe it is the correct way that things are done, is that the schools themselves decide on what is appropriate in their particular setup, their whole community, their arrangements are in accord with what they set as their particular code of conduct. But again, we would also say that we think that it needs to be very, very carefully dealt with. The sort of things that happened this weekend underline the dangers involved in this sort of activity, and we believe that one must be very careful about abdicating responsibility and really lay down some quite hard and fast expectations and make it quite clear to both the parents and those who are involved in them what the expectations are, what the dangers are, and how to do it responsibly rather than irresponsibly.
Mm. Tim, I'm glad you mentioned the parents, because, of course, in this case, it wasn't held on the school property. It was an event after the school's formal dance that was organized independently. So it's not the school's responsibility to police that event, although its pupils are there. The parents are the ones who are allowing the children to go, perhaps dropping them off and collecting them from these events. Have you issued any kind of communication, or do you advise schools to do so individually, urging parents to be more responsible about what they allow?
We certainly believe that the schools should make it very clear to parents what the expectations are and very clear to the young people themselves. I think it's a bit of a cop-out to say this has got nothing to do with us. It is clearly something which is linked to the matric dance. It doesn't happen independently of that. It happens really as a part of it. Often there are before parties, then the main activity, and then there's the after party. But we're seeing more and more that the young people involved are beginning to turn the matric dance itself almost into just an excuse for some rather unacceptable behavior around it. So yes, we believe that the school should take a strong line, and we believe that the parents and schools need to work together in making it quite clear to the young people involved what the expectations are and what is acceptable and what isn't.